Now, having gathered them, let's ask them, whose life is more pleasing? You will hear one take pride and rejoice in his victory over his lust. But the other, in fact, there is no need to wait for him to say anything. For you will see him, deny it as many times as he wants, more miserable than men in a prison. For he fears and suspects everyone. His own wife, the husband of the adulterer herself, his servants, his friends, his relatives, walls, shadows, even himself. Worst of all, his conscience is echoing within him, barking loudly every day. If he also remembers God's judgment, he wouldn't even be able to stand. His pleasure is short-lived, however, the pain from it is endless. Every evening, during the night, in the desert and the city, everywhere his guilt haunts him, showing him a sharpened sword, threatening an unbearable punishment, undermining and consuming him with fear. But the chaste person is free from all this, he is at ease, and he calmly looks at his wife, his children, his friends, and he meets everyone with an untroubled gaze. Now, if a person who is in love but still controls his desires enjoys such great pleasure, a person who doesn't indulge in such a passion but is truly chaste, how tranquil and serene must the mind he achieves be? This is why you see few adulterers but many chaste people. If the former were more pleasurable, it would be chosen by more people. Don't tell me it's the fear of the law that stops them, but the unreasonable extent of it, and the fact that the pains of it outdo the pleasures. Also, the judgment of the conscience.